As the sun rose over the bustling streets of New York City, Ava, a talented executive chef known for her exquisite culinary skills, embarked on a routine morning walk. Despite her success, life was not easy for Ava. She always seemed to need more coffee to get through her day. Her red Honda Civic had accumulated several speeding tickets, and her financial situation was precarious, with store credit cards maxed out and a pile of bills due at the same time. Ava's life took a troubling turn when she became the target of a sophisticated cyber attack. It began with seemingly harmless interactions on social media, where she connected with individuals who claimed to be part of a social justice circle. They shared her passion for community welfare and gained her trust through expert social engineering techniques. Unknown to Ava, these were online trolls with malicious intent. So as Ava grew more involved with this online group, she shared personal information and opinions which the trolls used to create chaos in her life. They began harassing her online, sending threatening messages, and spreading false rumors about her, both professionally and personally. The relentless attack shook Ava's sense of security, making her question every online interaction and the true intentions behind them. Her morning walks, once a source of peace, became exercises in vigilance, especially when she learned that some of these trolls were from her own neighborhood. Even her daily bagel order, a simple rosemary bagel with cream cheese not toasted, became a moment of anxiety, wondering if the person behind the counter had read the lies spread about her online. The cyber attack took a toll on Ava's mental health and professional reputation. It was a harsh reminder of the vulnerability that individuals face in the digital age, where one sense of privacy and security can be shattered by the malicious intent of faceless attackers hiding behind computer screens. Miko, a dedicated preschool teacher in Tokyo, Japan, found herself embroiled in a nightmare of digital proportions. At school, she was known for her gray sweater, black hair, standing at 5'5", and a cheerful demeanor that endeared her to her students. Outside school, she enjoyed her morning walks, often pushing a stroller with her baby and observing her neighborhood as if collecting intel on her surroundings. Her ordeal began with an innocent-looking email claiming to be from a reputable company, asking her to update her payment information. So without a second thought, Miko clicked the link and entered her details. This simple act opened the floodgates to a relentless phishing scam. Soon after, Miko discovered several unauthorized transactions on her credit cards. The hackers had stolen her identity and were now using her financial information to make extravagant purchases, plunging her further into debt. The situation worsened when she started receiving threatening emails demanding money in exchange for not leaking her personal information online. The peace and quiet of her morning walks was replaced with a constant sense of dread. Miko felt exposed and vulnerable, realizing how easily her personal and financial information could be compromised. The cyber attack not only impacted her financially, but also left a deep scar on her sense of security, making her question every email and online interaction. Miko's story is a stark reminder of the dangers lurking in the digital world, where phishing scams and identity theft can turn an individual's life upside down, leaving them feeling helpless and violated. Liam, a young and ambitious entrepreneur in London, UK, faced a digital crisis that threatened his budding business. Liam's routine included morning walks through the city's historic streets, often passing by the iconic landmarks that made London a global hub. His business was his pride, but it was also burdened with significant debts, including store credit cards maxed to their limits. Liam's troubles began when he accessed his company's sensitive data over a public Wi-Fi network at a local cafe. Unknown to him, cybercriminals were eavesdropping on the network and they quickly exploited the opportunity. They injected ransomware into his company's system, encrypting critical data and demanding a hefty sum for its release. The cyberattack plunged Liam into a state of panic. He faced the dilemma of losing his company's data or paying a ransom that he could not afford. The incident exposed the vulnerability of using unsecured networks and the devastating impact of ransomware attacks on individuals and businesses. Liam's daily routine was now overshadowed by the fear and uncertainty of his company's future. His once enjoyable morning walks became periods of intense reflection on the precariousness of digital security in an increasingly connected world. So Liam's story serves as a cautionary tale about the risks of using public Wi-Fi for sensitive activities and the destructive power of ransomware, highlighting the need for robust cybersecurity measures in our personal and professional lives. Elise, a renowned muralist in Paris, France, became entangled in a web of digital deceit. Her life was a blend of creativity and chaos, often rushing from one project to another in a compact car, always seeming to need more coffee to fuel her passion. Elise's cyber nightmare began with an email that appeared to come from a trusted colleague, inviting her to view the shared document. As an artist who frequently collaborated with others, she did not hesitate to click the link. However, this simple action unleashed a malicious malware that infiltrated her computer, compromising her personal and professional files. The malware attack disrupted Elise's work, corrupting her digital art files and personal photos. Worse, the hackers gained access to her email contacts, sending out further spoofed emails in her name and spreading the malware to her professional network. This damaged her computer and reputation as colleagues and clients questioned the security of communicating with her. Elise's morning walks along the Seine, once a source of inspiration, became a time of introspection about the fragility of digital security in the art world. Her story underscores the importance of vigilance in our online interactions and the devastating impact a single click can have in the digital age. Nia, a social activist known for her dynamic community work in Johannesburg, South Africa, faced a digital onslaught that threatened her cause. Her life was a whirlwind of meetings and rallies, her small car a testament to her on-the-go lifestyle. Nia's digital ordeal began when her organization's website became a target of a distributed denial-of-service attack, a DDoS attack. This onslaught overwhelmed the website with traffic, rendering it inaccessible to the public and impeding her ability to spread her message and gather support. But the cyber attacks did not stop there. A subsequent data breach exposed the personal information of our organization's members, including email addresses, phone numbers, and donation histories. This breach not only compromised the privacy of our supporters, but also shook our confidence in the organization's ability to protect their data. Nia's morning walks, once filled with the anticipation of positive change, were now clouded with anxiety and a sense of violation. The cyber attacks on her organization were a stark reminder of the digital dangers facing activists and the importance of robust cybersecurity measures to protect against such threats. Nia's story highlights the vulnerabilities of social organizations in the digital realm and the far-reaching consequences of cyber attacks, not just on individuals, but also on entire communities striving for change.